Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. An admitted killer who gave chillingly unemotional testimony yesterday was back on the stand today as a prosecution witness in the Whitey Bulger trial. John Martirano's testimony is key to the government's case because he was part of the Winter Hill Gang, the criminal organization Bulger oversaw. WBUR's Asma Khalid joins us from federal court in Boston to recap some of today's trial highlights. Hi, Asma.
Hi, Sasha.
And yesterday you told us how matter-of-fact Martirano was as he recounted the people he killed. You know, he spoke in this monotone, baritone voice with little emotion or inflection. Did you get more of a sense of his personality today?
Yes, I think definitely. I mean, he still, by and large, spoke in that same deep, unmoving tone as he described murder after murder without really any sign of emotion. But I think there were a couple of times where we saw him chuckle, sort of in these very strange moments. For example, in one instance when the prosecution referred to him being in jail back in 1977 on gambling charges, he let out a laugh when he says he got out 4 months later. But what I think was actually most telling is when we began cross-examination, and as you saw Bulger's attorney sort of shoot out these rapid-fire questions, it was really attack style, you saw, I want to say, almost flashes of anger that you could hear in Martirano's voice. You could clearly tell that he was very unsettled with the line of questioning.
Now, as far as what the prosecution wants out of this witness, Martirano has now implicated Bulger in 11 murders. What does Martirano say that Bulger's role was in those killings?
Well, you know, yesterday in some ways it felt that Martirano's testimony wasn't really implicating Bulger. We heard that he was present at a couple of murders, that he might have helped clean up after one. But I think today the evidence was far more incriminating. In one case, we heard that Martirano says that Whitey Bulger actually ordered the killing. This was the case of Tommy King, who was murdered back in 1975. And Martirano says that Bulger viewed this gentleman as a liability who needed to be eliminated, and that Bulger actually devised the plan, and that he did indeed shoot this person, but that it was all Bulger's scheming.
Is Martirano alleging that Bulger actually pulled the trigger in any of the murder cases?
You know, that's a little bit unclear. You know, he didn't actually put the exact blame on Bulger in terms of actually pulling the trigger. And there were only, I want to say, three cases where John Martirano himself said he did not explicitly pull the trigger.
As we mentioned, Martirano was a prosecution witness. He agreed to testify in exchange for a lighter prison sentence. How effective was the defense today at discrediting Martirano's testimony?
Well, I think Hank Brennan, who's one of Bulger's attorney, was really sharp. He grilled Martirano. And, you know, it's hard to empathize with a witness who has confessed to killing 20 people. And I think that's something the jury is aware of and has been told repeatedly. But the way that Hank Brennan asked these questions, it was really incriminating, I think, toward Martirano. He asked, the very first question he asked him was very simple. He said, "Mr. Martirano, you are a mass murderer, are you not?" And Martirano responds, "I don't think so." There was another question where he said that he would kill, you know, early on for his family and friends. And he says that he thought that that was acceptable. And Hank Brennan asked him, that's Bulger's attorney, "Well, that makes you a vigilante, like Batman." And you sort of heard these sarcastic remarks made repeatedly towards him. And I think that you could see and hear that that made Mr. Martirano relatively uncomfortable.
At what point in the testimony did things wrap up today, and what can we expect to hear on the stand tomorrow?
Well, we wrapped up today with Bulger's attorney, Hank Brennan, questioning Martirano about the plea deal that he cut with the government. Hank Brennan asked him a number of questions suggesting that Mr. Martirano wanted to cut this deal before his old buddy Stephen Flemmy could, because Flemmy had really important information about Martirano. You know, he obviously knew about all the murders that Martirano had committed over the years. And so I think we're likely to hear a lot more about the nuances and the details of this plea deal tomorrow in questioning.
That's WBUR's Asma Khalid talking with us from federal court in Boston. Asma, thank you.
Thank you.